Hey, glad you guys hung in there. We really like to encourage you guys to check us out on Facebook, as well as, Don?
TheValleyOutdoors.com. Yep.
And all the cool stuff that's there, past shows. You can log on there, punch them up, check them out, and all the links as well. And I don't mean L-Y-N-X, I mean L-I-N-K-S, because there's a lot of different resorts there. There's a lot of different people and cool information. You click on those, and they'll get you there.
You know, and one of the coolest things on our website, as you mentioned that, is the map of the United States. And I use it today, in fact. All you have to do is go to whatever state you're interested in and click on it. It'll take you right to their Department of Natural Resources or their version of it, Fish and Game or whatever they call it in that particular state. But I was looking for, non-resident fishing licenses in Wisconsin. It was right there.
Cool. One-stop shopping.
It is. No, it's very cool.
That's a nice thing. I like it. Good job, Don. That was a good collaboration you put together on that thing. I liked it.
Yeah.
Story starting off, it's kind of cool. Okay, well, maybe not so cool. I don't know if anybody saw the story. We talked about this off air as well before the show started today. Somebody was bow hunting on their stand, and bear crawled up and mauled the guy.
His foot?
In his stand. I don't remember what it was. Ava, do you remember what?
It looked like his back to me.
Yeah, it kind of got
his
back. Oh,
really?
Yeah, because it came up the backside of the tree.
Oh, he climbed the tree. He didn't climb
the tree while he was in it.
Yeah.
And, not good. So this story kind of follows in line with that. A warning's issued after a bear knocks a fisherman to the ground. Got to be careful out there. Mm-hmm. British Columbia authorities have issued a public safety warning after an angler was knocked to the ground by a black bear alongside a popular fishing creek. Be aware of that, Don. You're going fishing this week. Stream fishing.
I don't think there's a lot of bears where I'm going.
Okay. It's not near BC either. BC Conservation Officers Service stated that Thursday it had become aware of the October 15th incident in which a bear silently approached the angler from behind near Tofino in BC. The bear made contact with a man who was able to scare the animal away. It reported via Twitter, although the bear had knocked the man over, he was not injured. Conservation officers are at the scene investigating. We'll continue to monitor the area. Signage has been placed to advise the public. It was not clear why the bear initiated the contact with the fisherman. The creek is a popular spot among anglers targeting salmon and cutthroat trout.
I personally, I think I would have a hard time because you see a lot of photos and film of people fishing the river and there's a bear on the other side. You know, you're catching their dinner. You put it in a net. You want to get rid of it quickly.
Yeah, the fisherman wasn't listening to the bear is probably what happened, so he had to get his attention somehow.
Right. He wanted dinner and he wasn't getting it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we'd have a different form of dinner.
Mm-hmm. Yikes.
You can't make it up. Sorry. There's nothing you can do. So I thought this was kind of a fun little deal. The five best states for fishing. And, of course, there's a ton of people out there. They fish all over the place. And of course, everybody's like, well, I think it's going to be here or here. So
is this all species?
Just fishing in general. Best states to fish. Yeah, it doesn't matter what species, just anything. Here's an amazing number. It surprised me. Americans participated in almost 200 million fishing expeditions a year, according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. And the number of people fishing is thought to have increased since the start of the pandemic. That's a number that you just don't throw around wildly. That's a crazy, and they track that number.
Yep.
So we're going to be looking at the best states for fishing to grade them. Researchers looked at community interest, water sources, easy access to gear, affordable fishing licenses, among other factors. So I should probably go, I'm going to go backwards. So we'll start with the backwards side. That work for you guys? Number five, we're backing into it. Number five, Don?
It's not Iowa.
Okay, no. Don, then that's your guess. It's not Iowa. Ava?
Oh, gosh. I have no idea.
Florida is number five.
Okay.
Which surprised me. What's fun about that particular scenario is there's so many species of fish to catch down there. Subtropical Florida is the self-proclaimed fishing capital of the world. and is a major tourist destination where the fishing is a billion-dollar industry down there. Mm-hmm. Florida fell behind other states on a cost ranking because it ranks number 27, and for supplies, which means number 39 in supplies, meaning it's a bit pricier to get to your fishing permits. Bait and tackle shops are also lacking throughout the state. Experts recommend to avoid Florida's coral reefs where the delicate ecosystem is threatening to be overfished. Key West or Fisherman's Paradise are more sustainable options where you can get plenty of fish swimming around and through the warm waters of the Gulf Stream. All right. Okay. So, number four.
Number four would either be Ohio or Michigan.
Nope.
No?
Nope. Rhode Island. Smallest state in the Union, Rhode Island is also filled with great ponds and lakes, which surprised me. The Ocean State also boasts impressive coastal shorelines. Not to be missed is the Nintegrit Pond in Charlestown, where you can fish the largest coastal salt pond the state has to offer. Other places and spots include the Watchog Pond.
Yeah, well, I'm not going there.
Nope. How about number three?
Number three.
You shut that down quick, didn't you, Ava? It's like, nope, not going there.
Number three. Well, we're back to Ohio, Michigan.
Nope. Missed it again, Don. No. Missed it by that much.
Wow.
It's Maine. They rank third for the best state for fishing. Lobstering contributes greatly to Maine's economy, but as catches do diminish, that's one of the issues. Maine boasts thousands of miles of rivers and streams and hundreds of freshwater lakes. Lobstering and ground fishing play a big part in the state's economy, and sport fishing is a major attraction.
Okay. You didn't say salt or freshwater to start with, so.
Nope. Okay. Number two, Don. We're at number two.
Number two, Minnesota.
You would be incorrect. You okay. should have guessed where you guessed before.
Number
two is Lake Michigan. Surrounded by four of the five Great Lakes, Superior, Michigan, Huron, Erie, and Ontario, Michigan is at number two. And the state's longest freshwater coastline is in the U.S. there, and it's almost 65,000 lakes and ponds. No surprise, Michigan came in first in the access category. Some of the best spots to fish in Michigan are Saginaw Bay, Union Lake, one of the deepest lakes in Michigan, and the 275,000-acre Lake St. Clair.
That's where I'm going this next weekend.
Lake St. Clair?
No, Michigan.
Oh, okay. Number one, where would you
Alaska.
Think number one is? Did you peek?
Yes.
Yeah, I figured you did. He's just tired of getting it wrong, so we peeked. Ava?
Well, obviously Alaska now.
Yeah. Kay. I was just commenting on Don's cheating. He looked.
I can't believe Minnesota's not in there.
Alaska was named top state fishcation destination due to the Alaska's cold climate. Little farming occurs, so fishing is crucial for jobs and economic activity. Alaska is well known for salmon, and Alaskan waters are swarming with 600 species of fish, including king salmon, also known as Chinook. It comes at a cost, however. Alaska charges the highest price for fishing licenses per holder, according to the study. Experts say that the best time to fish Alaska waters is during the summer, the tail end of the king salmon season, and the peak time for catching pink, red, silver, and chum salmon. And they make the runs. It's crazy.
Yeah, well, you there's all kinds of variables here I didn't know you were including in this. In this survey, I mean, well, fishing with cages and nets, and I thought you were talking hook and line fishing.
Don.
He said fishing.
I said fishing.
Well,
he said
yeah, fishing. Commercial fishing. Well, it's going to be in the ocean, of course.
Well, and you also said Alaska's the most expensive. Everything is expensive in Alaska.
I know.
Just
it
saying.
It is. Well, stay tuned. Don't go away. We're now going to also, when we come back, we're going to talk about the five worst states for fishing. And it is going to be entertaining, I will tell you. Stay tuned. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference. All right, Don, are you ready? See if you can come out of the
slump?
The gully, the slump that you're in.
Yeah,
after
I got the
failing.
Number one.
He
because
did.
Because you looked at the sheet.
Well, you had it laying there. What am I supposed to do?
Oh.
not look.
It was kind of like Captain Obvious, you know, Alaska. Oh, you everybody are goes Captain. There.
You guys have no idea what you have to put up with off air with Don.
It's worst. I'm gonna let me put in the top five for worst has got to be Arizona.
Ding, ding, ding.
For number one,
no,
the worst?
No, I'm not saying it's the worst. Not I'm not going to tell you it's what number
top,
it is.
It's in the top five. The
worst. No, in the bottom five.
Bottom five.
Of all of time the, worst.
Right.
Yep. Not bad.
Okay.
Ava, guess. Do you have a guess? We're going to start with not the worst of the worst. We're going to start with the fifth before the worst. So
we're going to work our way
know.
Back up.
I don't. There's so many states I haven't been to, so
think
I don't
desert.
Know.
There's not a lot of water.
I think you've been here.
New Mexico.
No, nice try though. Oh, okay. It's in the top five.
Well, hey,
nice job, you guys.
Thank
are,
you for the.
You guys are doing well.
Yeah.
All right. So
Nevada
of the bottom five. This is the fifth of the bottom five. Right. We're going to work our way to the worst.
Yeah,
this is
let's do it.
The best of the worst in the five. Nebraska, ranking number 46. The main fishing spots include Sandhills Lakes, where you can fish big yellow bellies, and Lake McConaughey for trout, catfish, and walleye. Nebraska's Box Butte Reservoir and Merritt Reservoir, or the Wagon Train Lake.
I think I got another one.
What is it?
Kansas.
Coming in number 47, Kansas, everybody. Don, are you trying to look at what I'm
no,
doing
No, I'm not okay. looking at your... Stop
one of the most productive agricultural states and leader in wheat, grain, sorghum, and beef. When it comes to fishing, they rank 47. The state boasts some of the great fishing lakes, such as Severes City Lake, Chase State Fishing Lake, and Scott State Lake. In 2018, the channel catfish was named the official fish of the state. That's the state you should go to, Don.
Yeah.
That's your favorite.
Kansas. Wow.
Coming in at number 48, Ava, New Mexico.
Woo!
The desert state's not a popular fishing destination. Not a popular destination for fishing, but it nevertheless remains one of the most popular activities in New Mexico state parks. About two dozen parks have ponds, streams, rivers, and lakes offering good fishing opportunities in the Southwest. All right, we're coming to the second from the dead last. Arizona, former President Teddy Roosevelt once said, "In the Grand Canyon, Arizona has a natural wonder, which is in kind absolutely unparalleled through the rest of the world. But alas, the state can't have it all. Still, it has some popular fishing destinations such as Lake Powell, Alamo State Lake, Roosevelt Lake, Lake Havasu State Park, and Patagonia Lake State Park. Lake Havasu has monster sunfish. I mean, it has.
I've heard that.
It's incredible size. It's amazing.
I got a hunch on your worst one.
What's your hunch, Don?
Nevada.
You've been looking.
No, I
said it. I already said it once, too.
I'm like, can you see through this paper, Don?
No.
Nicely done. Nevada placed at the bottom of the study's community and access rankings, known as the driest state in America, still home to some great reservoirs, lakes, streams, and rivers that do offer fishing opportunities. These include Wild Horse Reservoir, Cave Lake, and Truckee River. Both Arizona, number 49, and Nevada, number 50, ranked poorly on cost.
Hmm.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Yeah, well, I'm not pulling my boat there, I can tell you that.
You just have to have friends out there.
It sounds like a waste of time to me.
Yeah, well, I agree. There is that. Let's jump into one that's going to be pertinent for the upcoming season, shall we?
Okay.
All right. Field reports, what Minnesota deer hunters can expect this season. There's going to be nearly 500,000 firearms deer hunters that are preparing for the firearm deer season. It opens November 6th.
I believe this.
Saturday the 6th.
Yep.
That's in Minnesota. Obviously, a lot of deer hunters in the woods, and we have it broken out by region. So, Southern Deer Report. Weather conditions for deer and other farmland wildlife were favorable in 2021. Winter conditions were mild once again, and the above average temperatures and lower than typical snow depths. Spring and summer precipitation was below normal, however, and led to widespread drought conditions. Despite the drought, overall habitat's good. Floodplains offer the best deer habitat and deer hunting in the region. They had two consecutive years to recover from persistent flooding, which is a big thing. The floodplain habitats are once again offering excellent cover for deer, and overall deer populations are strong through the southern region. All deer permit areas underwent new round of population goal setting and harvest strategies. So, it looks like they're going to have a better match and available habitat with deer densities being much greater. Boundaries changed as well, and always the largest wild card in this landscape in determining overall deer harvest is the amount of standing crops remaining in the field. So that's going to be obviously one of those big things. So central deer report following a summer drought, again, kind of a common thing. Deer populations are robust in the central part of the state and above, well above the goal levels throughout nearly all of central Minnesota. The permit areas allow hunters to harvest up to 3 deer, and also a few deer permit areas that are open to early antlerless season as well. And so that's going to be pretty good. Forecast for archery and firearms is very good as well. And crop harvest appears to be continuing on track. There is decent weather so people can harvest. We recently had some heavy rains this last week, so I don't know if that's going to change much, but it did hit right down the center of the state. So we'll see how that goes. And the Northeast deer report, winter 2021, generally mild throughout the Northeast region. And, of course, drought conditions are standard there. Bag permits will be conservative on most deer permit areas, and they want to give deer populations a chance to grow in areas where the numbers are still below the established publicly vetted population goals. And last but not least, Northwest deer report. Winter was mild. Deer survival was good in most of northwestern Minnesota. Deer populations are stable and generally in good shape, despite this year's drought, which lowered the quality of forage. Many deer permit areas have 2 or 3 deer limits, and hunters are reminded to check regulations in the area that they are permitted to hunt. Some permits have lower, more restrictive limits, and you must be aware of that. Crop harvest is well ahead of schedule, so hunters should not expect to have any corn still be in the ground during the firearms season opener.
Oh, there'd be a lot less places for them to hide then.
Pretty cool.
Yep.
Yeah. Same with pheasant. Woohoo.
If there were some pheasants.
Hey, I saw a few just the other day, and I'm like, hey, they're out there.
Yeah, well, there's a few.
There are.
A really nice rooster, too. He was what long did you, tail feathers on him. Nice.
What did you come up
My
to you and say?
Goodness.
Wow, you look nice today.
No, but I would have said that to him.
Oh, well, you should have. What happened?
If he would have understood.
Oh, you don't talk animal?
No.
Say, we want to mention for hunting for next year.
Oh, make sure you get out there and get out your early permits for points for any of the outstate areas, any state in the United States that there's points rankings. You need to make sure you get out there.
Points.
Preference points. You need to make sure you get out there and do that. Do that quick. The deadlines are fast approaching. So thanks you guys for listening. For Ava, Don, and myself, Eric, we are the Valley Outdoors, and we really enjoy you guys listening to us. Hang tight for next week. Who knows what it'll be, but it'll be fun. I know that. See ya.